from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All the energy he can get. I'm Andrew Perloff.
You know, we call today Feel Good Friday, so I'm trying to stick to that, you know?
I like it.
Hey, Speaks, I got good news.
Oh, tell me, sir. Tell me.
We are officially 1 week away from the Bears reporting for training camp at Halas Hall, and the Score will have in-depth coverage of training camp to get you set for the 2024 season. Bears training camp coverage on the Score, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com, the number one draft pick Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Hey, man, this station's been around since January of 92, and it has long, long been a tradition of shows going live to training camp, you know, forever. Back to legendary trips to Platteville, Wisconsin for the Bears there. And obviously all the years we went down to Bourbonnais, to Olivet Nazarene, and we knew all the bars and would show up and play bags with Bears beat writers when they still talked to us and hadn't blocked us on social media.
My bad.
And this is going to be, this is a historic and special kind of Bears training camp with expectations unlike anything I can really truly remember, because of the quarterback confidence and possibilities. I know after Double Doink that year and that offseason, we had big time possibilities and we had hopes for Mitch, but Caleb's a different cat, and it feels like, you know, a decade of relevance is an option that we have to truly consider as Bears fans, and we really haven't had that in a long, long, long time, if ever.
Yeah, we're doing a show 2 weeks from today from Halas Hall, which is pretty exciting. So
I mean, that's awesome.
Very much looking forward to that. The giveaway of the tickets, and then the spiking of the prices, and then the pulling of the tickets, and the whole thing, like the demand is very hot for these Bears training camp tickets. It's a little sad that, you know, average fan can't just go and they get gouged on secondary ticket prices. We talked about that when it happened, right? When they left Bourbonnais,
yeah,
fewer practices were going to be open to the public. And when they were open to the public, fewer people were going to be able to go. And that's a bummer, because when you do it at these offsite locations, it's much easier for fans to attend all of the practices, but it's more inconvenient for the teams now that they have these super facilities. So you add in limited supply and historic demand, and that's just what happens.
Can I say something about that real quick?
Please.
In every sport and every city and every team, when you mix, in Danny's words, historic demand and limited supply, the average fan has always been left out. That's just what it is. I don't feel bad for Bears fans that can't afford to make it to training camp to see Caleb Williams in underwear practice, because you're about to get 15 years of, in this organization's history, unprecedented success. If you can't make it to training camp, I don't care at all. Average fans are shut out from stuff like this all the time. This is just the level the Bears are at now.
You can have some human empathy for those
people. Of course I could if I wanted to. They can pay $200 for a game ticket. Or even better, watch it on your damn TV. Because it's better.
Well, it is better.
Stand out in the August heat in Lake Forest.
And here's the truth is, man, that even if no matter how much hype there is, you'll still be able to get a ticket to a preseason game for $10 or $20.
Exactly.
Yes, you will.
Watch the preseason games will not sell out. That will not be a tough ticket. Now, does he play? How often does he play? The ability to get an autograph or a picture, like the intimacy of training camp, is something that has been lost for rich fans and, you know, poor fans and everyone in between.
The intimacy and the accessibility. You're right about both of it. I mean, so many times I can picture, you know, a family rolling into Bourbonnais with a chance to to see a Bears practice up close. But, you know, this is the way of the world, and it's sad. I find it sadder than Shane does. But I was just reading about the McDonald's. Like, there was a business conference. I read it in the Axios email this morning. There's a business conference where the CEO of McDonald's was talking about the $5 meals that they have and wondering whether, you know, I guess the interviewer was asking whether it was good for the health of America or that kind of thing. But anyway, that conference was at the Four Seasons. It was at the Four Seasons, and the president of McDonald's was basically saying, it's important to remember that our consumers are not the people in this room. It's like the disconnect between the elites of business and the people who are consuming has never been more vast. So I do find it a little gross that up in Lake Forest, you know, the limited tickets are happening up there where a lot of people can't get and can't afford to get. I do find that to be a bummer for an institutional brand like the Bears.
When's Family Fun Day at Soldier Field?
It's normally right before the first preseason game, right?
Yeah.
It's a good question. That's a good opportunity. And I'm sure that's how it's rationalized.
August 6th. On some level. Sunday, August 6th.
Right.
Oh, so yeah, go to that.
That's
yeah,
really.
You don't want to.
I'm sure. Speaks, honestly, I actually don't think it's rationalized on a. Because the tickets from the Bears weren't expensive. It's just that there's so few of them that people got them and then auctioned them off. I actually don't think this is really a greed money-making thing by the NFL. This is a practicality thing. This is Halas Hall is nicer than Olivet Nazarene. Mm-hmm. I think it is actually that simple. We have multiple fields. We have indoor facilities. We have outdoor facilities. We have our video. We have our massage table. We have our cold table.
It's way more convenient. It's way more convenient for the entire infrastructure. They don't have to load trucks and take everything down there. So
and it's ridiculous. Like the quarterbacks making $60 million a year are going to sleep in dorms. That's not what we know about sports science and sleep and modern medicine and all that. So I actually don't think this is a greed thing. I think this is just the facilities have gotten too good thing. The money is too big thing.
I guess it also connects to a decay in the old belief that cloistering your players away in that kind of kept environment is essential to try and build the culture that you need. And it's a good question for Wani. It's a good topic to talk about with Dave Wannstedt, our guy who's going to be with us next Thursday. August 6th, by the way, is a notable day for this Bears offseason. It's not just Family Fun Day. That's Hard Knocks, right? It's Hard Knocks is August 6th.
Oh, hell yeah. That's episode one?
That's episode one.
Yeah,
so Hard Knocks.
So you go to Family Fun Day and you go home and watch Hard Knocks on your DVR. That's a hell of a Bears double.
Wait, right, hold on. That is a flyer from 2023. Family Fest in 2024 is not happening.
Oh,
whoa!
That's what Reddit's telling me.
A lot of bad info out there.
August 6th was 2023.
And next, you're going to tell me this is not Pizza Friday.
Yeah, also White Sox Fest not happening.
There's no Family Fun Day for the Bears this year?
I mean, that's what the internet is saying as of 2 days ago. I'm going to try to dig deeper, but...
Just text someone in Bears PR.
It says
I'm going to text Caleb.
It says any day you're with your family is fun day.
Oh.
That's what it actually says.
Danny famously believes that.
August 6th, by the way, is a Tuesday, according to Texture. So, yeah, that's not family fun day.
Okay.
But it is Hard Knocks Day. Hard Knocks does come out on a Tuesday, apparently.
Hard Knocks does come out on Tuesdays.
Yeah, guys, there's nothing that says there's a Family Fest.
Texters are saying it's a ramification of being in the Hall of Fame game. Mm. That it's part of that.
That makes sense.
I don't know.
Kind of.
Sort of. Tangentially.
So how are they going to introduce Dallas Keuchel if there's no Fan Fest this year? That's the last time the White Sox had a Fan Fest. They introduced Dallas Keuchel.
Oh, thank you very much.
I like it.
Milwaukee Brewers own.
Sorry about that.
Wow. All right. Well, do you feel bad now, Shane?
I don't ever really feel bad about much.
Right.
But no, what I'm saying is there are so many other options to get better access than like going to Lake Forest for free and then just standing in the heat, watching these guys practice for 35 minutes and then just packing stuff up and going to buy your like old Rex Grossman practice jersey in the gift shop. Just go to a game or watch it on TV or go to a preseason game. Your kids will be very appreciative. They don't want to lug their asses to Lake Forest and put on all that damn sunscreen and just stand there and watch them throw half-ass out routes to DJ Moore. Nobody wants that. Stop complaining about ticket prices for training camp. Be happy that you have a franchise quarterback, an incredible wide receiver room, an incredible running back room, an incredible defense. Shut the hell up about not being able to afford to go to practice. Go have your own practice in the backyard. I feel like studs. Ugh.
Ooh, how does that feel?
I'm yelling like studs. My God.
Yeah, it's Friday, buddy. Just relax. It's going to be fine.
Your empathy for the poor is quite something.
I don't think they like to be referred to as the poor.
I didn't say that. Jed
Hoyer in 40 minutes. We got some recommendations for each other and you next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.